Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Hello, everyone. Welcome in live nationwide and around the world to Ron Segi Today, Giants show this week. My first guest has been a friend of mine for many, many years, and he's part of one of the biggest and most famous rock and roll groups ever, Three Dog Night. The voice of Three Dog Night, Chuck Negron, is going to be joining us. Then we go to a Grammy Award-winning opera star, Renee Fleming. You talk about variety. Later on, actor David McCullum from NCIS and the man from Uncle will be here. Actor and singer John Davidson will be joining us next hour. The actress who stars on Yellowstone with Kevin Costner, also Law and Order, lovely Jill Hennessy. She's also a singer from the Moody Blues. John Lodge will be here. And we're going to talk to the president of Hawaii Tourism, John DeFries in Hawaii, and Elizabeth Warner. And that's all this week with Ron Segi Today.
This week on the Green Stock Journal, we're looking at public companies dedicated to environmentally friendly alternative energy sources. Blue Biofuels, trading under the symbol BIOF, has developed and patented a technology that can convert ordinary plant materials such as king grass, sugarcane bagasse, and farm waste into sugars that are used to create ethanol and sustainable aviation fuels. Blue Biofuels does this in a CO2 neutral and environmentally friendly manner. With the Ukraine war leading to grain shortages and record high corn prices, Blue Biofuels offers an alternative to corn-based ethanol by using plant-based waste. There are limitations in the amount of corn available for fuel, whereas there is sufficient plant-based feedstock suitable for the BIOF process to replace half the fossil fuels used in the U.S. Technologies like Blue Biofuels could be the answer that brings about a biofuels revolution, producing billions of gallons a year, making green energy production finally a reality. Do your research now on BIOF. For more on this story, visit GreenStockJournal.com. GreenStockJournal.com.
Hi, this is Wyatt Cox. Each and every day, the USA Radio Network produces 3 hours of the greatest radio programs of all time. Comedies, drama, suspense, it's all there. Classic radio theater. Now, if your radio station doesn't carry the program, you can find them anywhere podcasts are served, including iHeartRadio, Spotify, Spreaker. Just search for USA Classic Radio Theater. Find it. USA Classic Radio Theater. You'll love it. The buy one, get one free special going on now at MyPillow. MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillows, the Roll and Go, Go Anywhere MyPillows, and six-piece towel sets on special. Go to MyPillow.com/USA, use promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 and find out all the great deals you can get right now at MyPillow. MyPillow.com/USA.
Back live all across the USA and around the world. You're listening to Ron Segi Today. What you're really listening to is our next guest, a friend of mine for many, many years, friend of my family too. He's a terrific guy, a multi-talented man, and I'm so glad that we're going to chat with him because we haven't talked to him in way too long. The voice of Three Dog Night, my dear friend Chuck Negron. Hey, Chuck, how you doing?
Hey, I'm great, Ron. So nice to speak to you again. I mean, it's been too long.
Yeah, we've gone back a lot of years. I think the very first time we met, you came into my studios at Universal, and you brought your entire band. You know, Chuck, I have in my studio a great memory of you and I when you were so nice on a Father's Day in June to fly in from California to Lake Tahoe to do my show at Harvey's in the lobby. We had a great weekend.
Right. That was very nice. Yeah, I enjoyed that.
And the nice part about it is, ladies and gentlemen, here he's, you know, he's got children, and he's coming on Father's Day to be with me. I think I might be one of your children. I think.
I think you. That was your 40th birthday.
That's right. Hey, Chuck, tell us about this whatnot that you do every Wednesday, 5 p.m. Pacific, 8 p.m. Eastern time. This is a great idea.
Yeah, Yeah, well, my, you know, my wife makes, she's an artist, and she makes dolls, and you know, she has quite a following. She has a show, a couple shows, actually, on Whatnot, and they decided to, have me come on. They have these vinyl shows, and we just decided to do it, have some fun, once a week, and it turned out great. We sell the Three Dog Night vinyl and memorabilia and stuff. So it's been a lot of fun.
And you look like you're having fun too. You also sign a lot of the items. Again, I want to say it's on Whatnot, Wednesdays, 5 p.m. Pacific, 8 p.m. Eastern time. Chuck and his wife. Your wife is a dear lady. She really is. I really enjoy chatting.
Well, thank you.
Very nice lady. I don't care what she says about you, Chuck. I think you're a smart guy. You know, one of the things about Chuck Negron, ladies and gentlemen, if he wasn't such a fantastic singer, he would have made a great comedian. You know, you and I have talked about that. You're a funny guy.
Oh, well, I'm from New York, and, I think, so much banter that goes on there that's, humorous. It's part of the thing. It's part of the things you learn,
Right, right. Well, you certainly have come a long way, my friend, from the doo-wop group, the Rondells, Sharon Lee on Marlinda Records, I Dream of an Angel on Hart Van label, and then, of course,
right,
back in 1967, one of the founding fathers of one of the greatest rock groups in the history of music, Three Dog Night. You know, Chuck, last time we chatted, you were adding some pages to the great book that you wrote, Three Dog Nightmare, and you added like several chapters, did you not?
Yeah, and then, from the original book, we added two more, we added like, I think altogether 12 or 14 chapters.
Right.
So we ended up, because we had the book, which was the original book, and then we wanted to bring people up to date, because we've had a lot of requests of what is Chuck doing now, what I'm doing now, and what happened to this person, and what happened to that person, and what was the situation with Three Dog Night. So I just decided, I'm gonna write some new stuff. We had a distributor, so who wanted to do it, so I just, I did it, and I'm glad, but still, the original book is intact, and we just added, it's maybe 14 chapters or so.
Wow.
And we added 100 pictures.
Did you really? Because you had a great pictorial in the first book.
Yeah. So we added 100 pictures, yeah.
Now, I know we also chatted one time about the possibility, and I still think this should be a movie. I really believe that. This is a fascinating story. I mean, if you have not read Three Dog Nightmare, you got to read it. And it came out several years ago, even with the additional chapters, because it's a story that really is a story about fame, hitting a valley, and going back up again. It's a fascinating thing. Any more word on that, Chuck?
Yeah, well, first of all, I wanted to mention the book. The reason I wrote it was I wanted people to understand more about addiction, because a lot of my peers who wrote books, they were so dramatic and in the sense glamorizing and romanticizing, sex, drugs, rock and roll. And it was horrific. So I wanted to put I wanted to scare people. So I wrote this, honest book. And right now, for many years, it's been required reading at several rehabs. It's did what I wanted. It's helping addicts and as importantly, helping families to understand. Now, initially, when the book came out the week, it was like number 13 in the LA Times, and this, the first bestseller that went on was the, and so New Line Cinema called us and wanted to make a movie. So right out of the bat, they wanted to make a movie. And what happened was, when it got really close, and we were actually talking about people, they were writing the screenplay, and it was great. My wife at the time, just a nice lady, she just couldn't take it.
Yeah, you told me that.
She said, I just don't want this in my kids' lives and my child's life, and I can't. Anyway, now, 20 plus years later,
wow,
that someone is shopping it now, and, we're seeing, I'm waiting to see, what kind of funding and what kind of interest they get.
I remember when that happened with your wife at the time. She just didn't want to be involved with all the history. But, you know, when you have that kind of history, I mean, that's part of your legacy. It's like what they're doing in the country today. They want to get rid of everything in the history that they don't want to talk about anymore. But you, in that book, wow, you let it out, warts and all. There's no doubt about it. And I give you an enormous, and I've told you this many times, credit for doing that, because a lot of people don't want to talk about the strange things they did. I mean, you sold gold records of Three Dog Night to be able yeah. to feed the habit that you had, and now I understand you're lecturing, you're working with the Cry Help, Music Cares, and Musicians Assistance Program. There's a lot of stuff that you're doing and giving back for a life that you've had, a wonderful life.
Yeah, well, you know, the Cry Help, you know, turned my life around. You know, the I was there almost a year, and it took that much time for my sanity to come back. People don't realize this, the mental process, the mental deterioration besides the body, the mental deterioration is so profound that, you know, you think you can go in for 30 days and come out. You know, it's not possible, because you need time for your psyche to heal, for, you know, your body to heal, you know, and emotionally, and then to learn. Mm-hmm. And then to learn how not to, you know. So that's a long process. I thank God that I went to a place that, you know, insisted if you go there, you know, you have to stay almost a year.
Yeah.
So anyway, so... You know, so that was good. And then I got calls, of course, from people that were starting programs for musicians. And that, you know, that was MAP, which, you know, morphed into, the Music Cares, you know, with those, you know, at the Grammys. So, you know, so it's just, involved in a lot of things. And, you know, it kept me, it kept me sane. And, you know, so it's been a gift.
You have run the gamut, and you've lived life to its fullest and still living it fine. You know, you mentioned the fact there's a new pictorial in the updated version of Three Dog Nightmare. I remember vividly one of the great pictures in the original version was your father, who looked younger than you. You told me that at the basketball games, the girls used to run to him.
Yeah, they did. You know, my dad was... You know, my dad was 6'3". He was, you know, if you shook his hand, your hands got lost in his. And he was just the most charming man. You know, I used to watch him work, as I used to say. And he was just people, you know, people liked him. And, but yeah, the girls were all around him. Oh, Mr. Negron. You know, and some, you know, I think I told you that there were some girls who said, oh yeah, I'm Chuck's brother.
I'm Chuck's younger brother.
Yeah, right, younger brother.
Hey, Chuck, we're going to pause for a second. We're going to come back.
Okay.
And our friend Chuck Negron, the voice of Three Dog Night. Again, his weekly show is Whatnot, Wednesdays at 5 p.m. Pacific, 8 p.m. Eastern Time. You can go to whatnot.com/Chuck Negron. And there's more to come live nationwide and around the world. You're listening to Ron Sedgie today.
Wash away my trouble, wash away my pain.
Could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call. That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that, but the common person can't? So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
Hey, trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of markets and find your best entries and exits. Text the word money to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text money to 813-813.
This is a St. Jude moment.
Ashton was a high-level athlete, and in an instant, your world flips, and your healthy 5-year-old competitive cheerleader has a brain tumor. And the physician was like, your best option is St. Jude. Receiving treatment that was life-saving for our child, and knowing that that treatment would be of no cost to us, was a huge weight lifted.
Learn more at stjude.org.
Time is the one thing that we want more of. Without the donors, I wouldn't have my Audrey. They take care of our housing. They take care of our food. In addition to the best medical treatment that my daughter could ever have. So it allows me to focus on my daughter and getting her better.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at stjude.org.
Want some whiskey in your water, sugar in your tea? What's all these crazy questions they're asking me? This is the craziest party that could ever be. Don't turn on the lights, cause I don't wanna see.
Back with Ron Segi today, live nationwide and around the world. I can listen to that music forever. Our guest is a dear friend of mine, Chuck Negron, the voice of Three Dog Night, talking about a lot of things, including his weekly show, Whatnot, Wednesdays at 5 p.m. Pacific, 8 p.m. Eastern, at whatnot.com/invite/Chuck Negron. Pretty soon he's going to have his own car line, his food line, his own clothes line. It's like the old days when Bob Hope would go on the Tonight Show. Let me tell you what I got going here.
Right.
Couldn't be happier for you. By the way, when you sell these things, you sign them, as we mentioned earlier. You are very engaging in this thing. You do giveaways each and every week. You have a huge music category. And you sometimes even belt out a song on the show. I watch it. It's a good show.
Oh.
I mean it, Chuck.
Thank you. You know, I'm just myself. And sometimes, you know, I get too excited, so I got to calm myself down.
Well, you're used to working in front of a live audience. It's a little bit different.
That's true. Yeah. That is true.
You, when you're in the broadcasting business, whether it's radio or television, you work in a small market in New Bend, Indiana, and then you go to New York City. You really can't see the difference because you don't know if anybody's listening in New Bend, and you don't know if anybody's listening in New York. But to do what
right.
you guys did, playing small places and then playing the biggest venues in the world, you know when you've made it when you walk out there and see 30,000 people like you did.
Yeah, good point. I never thought of that. Yeah, that's very true. Very true.
In addition to this, you're doing a lot of lecturing and working with the anti-drug organizations. Are you doing some shows? Because I know you have to be very careful even after this COVID situation because you have some health issues that could escalate if indeed you were in the wrong place at the wrong time.
Yeah, well, 30, 40 years ago, I was in a car accident, really, really bad car, and my ribs were broken, punctured my lung, really tore the lungs apart, so it's in intensive care for quite a while. Actually, I almost died. When I got out, the band wanted to work, kind of upset with me that they weren't able to work, so I went back to work much sooner than I should have, and I got pneumonia on the road, went to the emergency room, and they wanted to keep me in. They said, your lungs are really bad, you got to enter the hospital, and no one wanted me to because we had this tour. So I toured for 6 months with pneumonia, and that was it. My lungs turned black, developed emphysema because sadly I smoked. My lungs got pretty bad. So with the COVID situation, I haven't worked in 3 years, and that's, well, I did around 70 shows a year, but I did 60 60 of them with the Happy Together tour for many years. So that's 3 years of not working these shows and basically not going out of the house because my pulmonologist, my main people, my main doctors even said, Chuck, if you get COVID, you'll die. You know, you cannot go outside. So I've been in the house. I mean, I've only gone out, left the house to see doctors. You know, my family comes over here, and when they visit to stay like a while at quarantine, we did the best we can to make sure that everyone's okay. But yeah, it's been difficult. So I haven't done any shows. When I sang on those Whatnot shows, that was kind of off the cuff. I hadn't sung at all in 3 years.
Yeah, I remember when you were touring with the Happy Together group.
The Turtles, right. Association.
Jerry Puckett.
Gary Puckett. Yeah. The Box Tops. Mitch Ryder was on. Well, actually, really great act.
You have to miss that because entire life, since you were, gosh, you recorded your first song when you were, 15 years old. So you have been in the public eye and on stage for an entire lifetime. And to stop, it's got to be really, really tough. May I tell, Chuck, how old you are?
Yeah, of course. Of course.
This man, with this enthusiasm that you hear in his voice, and he's been like this all the years that I know him, recently turned 80 years old. My gosh, I wish I sound like you when I'm 70 years old. Well, I am 70 years old. I lied. I'm sorry. I hate when I do that.
No, you don't.
But you sound great, Chuck.
No, thank you, man. Yeah, I'm good. And, you know, hey, it was hard, Ron. It was hard because I'd lost a part of me. You know, in this business, you got to have kind of an edge. You kind of got to be wary of things. And then in the same, you decided to be a kind, caring person. So I found out, you know, years and years ago that the best side of Chuck, when Chuck had his mind and his heart in balance, when Chuck was at kindest and most real, was when I was singing. So when that was taken away from me, I really had to learn that joy again, you know, that comfortable place. You know, it took some time. It was difficult.
You know, Chuck, I got a lump in my throat when you said that because I know what you mean. Some people can't wait till they retire. When you're somebody, you know, like we are in the entertainment business, we're broadcasting music, when they take something that you love and don't consider it work away, it's almost like cutting off both your arms, and you have handled it masterfully.
Oh, well, thank you. Well, you know, I started doing a little collages and little art pieces. I started writing. I've written on my blog on ChuckNegron.com. I've written, I don't know, 20 stories. You know, I did many stories, you know, dealing with different things. I even wrote a story about the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame and their procedure. It was actually very critical of them.
I agree.
Wrote many, you know, many, many different stories of things dealing, you know, with the time. And I got published on several things and written some magazines, some of my articles. Actually, I was on the cover of Health Magazine, for therapists. Yeah, I keep busy. Not nearly as busy as I would be. And also, I've slowed down because of my lungs. I mean, the fact that I'm not out there working is the very best thing for my lungs.
Sure.
Is singing.
Oh, absolutely.
The very best thing for my health of my lungs is singing. You know, I still have a vocal coach that, you know, I sing once a week, but that's still just once a week.
Yeah.
So my lungs, you know, have deteriorated a little because I'm not using them the way, because there's no way to sing, you know, rehearsing or whatever, than the way you sing on stage.
That's exactly right. You can rehearse a million hours. You know, people say, I can't sing. Get in front of a lot of people and see what happens to you. You just, if you're not afraid to do that.
Yeah, yeah.
Chuck, I really appreciate you doing this. You have no idea how much I appreciate you doing
this. Oh, man, you're my friend. You're just, you and your wife are just, you know, great people. Well, you know, your wife was calling me at night every night.
I know.
For quite a while. I wondered why she stopped because it really broke my heart.
Well, what broke my heart is that you answered the ad in the Los Angeles Free Press.
And
and I didn't.
Well, you know, I wonder why she did that.
I don't know. I try to give her everything she wants. I've given her 8x10 pictures of me and you, and she calls you.
You know, I'm sorry, Ron.
I'm a big boy now. I'll move on. Another story that you told me one time, you were at a ball game, had a cap on, nobody recognized you, and they played Joy to the World, and everybody was singing along, not knowing that you were there.
The story goes on. Yeah, I told you, but I got a call from the Anaheim Ducks, the hockey team, and they said, would you like to do that at our arena? We'll have you in the audience. We have this thing where we go around to people, and we go, do you know the next lyric of this song? And we'll come to you, and then what you can do is just belt out the tune. So I did it.
And the whole place went nuts. They started singing the whole song with 20,000 people. Started singing Joy of the World. Oh, it was so much fun.
Chuck, stay well, my friend, okay?
Okay, God bless, man.
Our friend Chuck Negron from Three Dog Night.
Thank you, buddy. And look, be well, and let's do this again as soon as possible.
Great. And there's more to come with Ron Sedgie today.
One is the loneliest number that you'll ever do.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life.
USA Radio News.
Russian forces launched new strikes on Ukrainian cities as Kremlin orchestrated votes took place in occupied regions, creating a pretext for their annexation by Moscow. The U.S. and other countries are calling it a sham election. Hundreds of people were arrested in Russia, meantime, for trying to protest a mobilization order that commits more troops to the fight in Ukraine. The latest Russian shelling killed at least 3 people and 19 were wounded. A state of emergency has been declared for 24 Florida counties as Tropical Storm Ian is getting stronger over the Caribbean. It also prompted NASA to again delay the launch of its Artemis 1 rocket. Fiona making an impact in Atlantic Canada. The Canadian Hurricane Center tweeted early Saturday that Fiona has the lowest pressure recorded ever for a storm making landfall in that country. More at USARadio.com. This is USA Radio News.
I need to pay my taxes. What are my payment options?
The IRS has several options for paying your taxes. You can pay with IRS Direct Pay, a debit or credit card, or with an electronic funds withdrawal when you e-file your return. If you can't pay the full amount, consider paying over time with an online payment agreement or our Offer in Compromise program. Both tools are available on IRS.gov. Go to IRS.gov/payment to find an option that is best suited for you.
Both my legs were amputated due to an IED. It's when you start to try to get back into, like, an everyday life. I absolutely felt like I lost some of my purpose. There must be something more. When DAV came into my life, they gave me a new mission. I could still be a productive member of society, could still support a family.
The DAV gave him that sense of structure and purpose again to get his life back together.
Visit DAV.org to learn more about our mission.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
Your radio shows that you can go from Three Dog Night to a soprano opera star. Live nationwide and around the world, you are listening to Ron Sedgy today. Actually, what you are listening to is a voice from heaven. From my standpoint, there is no one better than this, and she is a four-time Grammy winner. She has received the U.S. National Medal of Arts Awards. Joining us right now is soprano opera singer Renee Fleming. Hi, Renee. How are you? Welcome to the show.
Thank you, Ron. What an introduction. You picked the perfect aria, too.
I love that. I was watching it this morning on YouTube. I'm a singer. I sing with a 15-piece orchestra, and we do, you know, pop music.
Great.
When I listen to you, I am just in awe of that voice. Just beautiful. I really mean that.
I'm so grateful to hear you say that. Thank you. Especially coming from a singer. And you know, and I love the music that you're talking about. It's just so iconic. Those great tunes, American Songbook, all of that.
When you love music, you love all kinds of music. And I was sitting in my office and somebody came in and said, "What are you doing?" I said, "I'm listening to Renee Fleming. It's absolutely beautiful." Now, I have to tell you, ladies and gentlemen, she is quite a lady. She has sung at the Nobel Peace Prize ceremony, the Diamond Jubilee concert for Queen Elizabeth II at Buckingham's Palace, and the first woman in 125-year history of the Metropolitan Opera to solo headline on an opening night, and the only classical artist ever to sing the Star-Spangled Banner at the Super Bowl. Then you have sung with the best, but how did you get involved? What was your influence? Because a voice like that, it's from heaven.
Well, I grew up in upstate New York and came from phenomenal public school music programs, K through 12, and that makes a huge difference. That's how we get some of our greatest stars in all of the arts. And my parents were music teachers as well, so I call myself an indentured servant. I'm still paying off the debt of having all that great education and background.
Well, it's nice to hear you say that about the schools, because I think, and I know that you are a proponent of this, that schools in music is so important. I always say everybody puts an emphasis on the football team and the basketball team, and not everybody can play those sports, but everybody loves music in some shape or form.
It's true, absolutely. And we're also working very hard to embed music and arts into our healthcare system, because scientists are finding that there are tremendous benefits to the therapeutic value of the arts, and especially music, because music impacts more of the brain than anything that we do.
That's right.
And this is one of the reasons why I wanted so much to bring opera to IMAX, because the opportunity to create a program that's accessible to so many more people who don't have to go anywhere and can experience both the beauty of Paris and a little bit of the greatest hits of French opera.
Well, let's talk about that. In select theaters now worldwide, starting this Sunday, is going to be a great presentation called Renee Fleming's Cities That Sing, Paris, the first time around, and Kelsey Grammer is going to moderate, and the members of the audience can actually ask questions. Now, how are they going to do this? Because this is a phenomenal accomplishment. This reminds me of Elvis Aloha from Hawaii. You know, this is a big deal.
Right, right. I know. It's a fabulous opportunity. Well, Kelsey, I don't know how technically they'll be able to do that live and then show the film as well, but this is the beauty of being with IMAX. They have ways of doing all kinds of of interesting things. I mean, to be able to perform and be shot by a drone is something I certainly had never experienced before. And Paris especially, we had access to places, again, that I've never been on the roof of a major opera house. And to be filmed there in this very precarious place to see the sunset, after having just had wine in an old wine store and been to a vinyl record store and having in a cafe. I mean, you get the whole experience of what it's like to be in Paris along with these iconic performances.
And you talk about iconic performances. You have sung with Andrea Bocelli, Pavarotti, Elton John, Sting, Paul Simon, Josh Groban, Joan Baez. Are those people sometimes intimidated when they go up against Renee Fleming, who's got a perfect voice, perfect pitch, and sounds beautiful all the time?
Well, Mike, there's actually a film. It's funny you say that. There's a film on YouTube of me singing with Lou Reed, and the look on his face as he's looking at me is, you can tell he's just thinking, how does she do that? You know. So, and we became friends after that. And I have, you know, a very eclectic taste in music myself. So I'm always thrilled when I can meet people who are extremely successful in popular music in any genre, really any genre.
And of course, that orchestra that I saw this morning on the video that I saw, such a beautiful presentation. As you can tell, I am overwhelmed by your work. But I have to ask you kind of a personal question, okay? As a singer, I can't get through a show without taking a sip of water or something. I watch you for an hour, and you never do that. How do you do it?
Yeah, I don't, you know, I started early on not having water on stage because I just thought I'll be that person who knocks it over. And so I have it off stage, you know, so I'm with you. I think it's important to stay hydrated and, you know, a couple of sips here and there is very good for the voice. But I also try to make sure I'm hydrated by the time I arrive at the theater. If you start then, it's a little late.
Yeah.
And water's the best thing. You know, that's really the way to go.
Yeah. How many hours a day do you practice?
I had a session yesterday that was 2 hours long, and that's about it.
Mm-hmm.
That's pretty much all I need, and this is because I'm learning a lot of music right now. I have the hours at the Met coming up this fall, and I'm playing Pat Nixon and Nixon in China in Paris, and so this is new repertoire that I have to learn. It takes time, and it's fun. It's great for the brain. It's great for the body. Singing is good for you.
Oh, yes, it absolutely is.
You know that, too. Yeah.
The reason I asked you about the practicing situation is because Doc Severin and told me one time that if he doesn't practice for a day or so, he knows it. If he doesn't practice for 3 days or so, the audience knows it. But when it comes to the voice, that's a very finely tuned instrument, and that it's different than blowing into a trumpet, because the trumpet's always going to work. But that voice box of yours may not if you overwork it.
Yeah, we can't put it in the case. You know, we have it
right
with us all the time. So the most tiring thing for me is speaking over a loud environment.
Yeah.
I'm terrible at that. I've never really gotten the formula that works that enables me to do that. So it's hard to find a quiet restaurant.
Yeah, well, isn't that the case?
It is.
You're right about that. Talking is harder than singing. Tell us about this premiere staging of The Hours.
Oh, The Hours will be, it's a new production, so I haven't seen any of it yet. I start rehearsals in mid-October. It's so emotional and so beautiful. We did a concert, sort of a workshop of it. I think people are going to love it. And I'm playing Clarissa Vaughn, the character that Meryl Streep played in the film. So my running joke has been I always wanted to be Meryl Streep. And it's a bunch of star opera singers in this piece. I think audiences will really enjoy it.
Well, again, starting this Sunday in IMAX theaters worldwide, that's quite a venue, Renee Fleming is going to be performing Renee Fleming's Cities That Sing, Paris. And I understand that coming up another series of that. Would you come back and join us again and talk about that? Because I'd love to have you back.
Thank you, Ron. I would love to. Great.
You are quite a lady. There's no doubt about it. And I urge everybody to select an IMAX theater near you and go see this, because it'll be a session that you will never forget. You will walk away very emotional at the lovely voice of Renee Fleming. Renee, it is great to have you here. I think in the 31 years we've been doing this show, this is the first time we've had you on. You are always welcome here, and thank you for your beautiful voice and your beautiful talent.
Thank you, Ron. A pleasure speaking with you. Now I'm going to try and hear you sing.
Okay. Well, you can go on my website, and I think, you can go on Alexa. There's something on there that is one of my songs on it. So It's kind of a country tune.
Oh, good.
Which I don't normally do, but it was written by a dear friend of mine who used to be the music director for Barry Manilow, and he wrote it and produced it in Australia, and it's called Both Ends Against the Middle. So that's the first time I've ever promoted my own record. So
there you go.
Thanks for that opening.
Thank you. All right, take care.
Look forward to hearing from you soon. What a voice. The lovely Renee Fleming. When you listen to her sing, it brings tears to your eyes. Beautiful. This is the only show that we can have a rock and roll artist and a legendary soprano opera singer. We're going to pause for a second. There's more to come with Ron Segi today.
St. Jude moment.
Ashton was a high-level athlete, and in an instant, your world flips, and your healthy five-year-old competitive cheerleader has a brain tumor, and the physician was like, your best option is St. Jude. Receiving treatment that was life-saving for our child, and knowing that that treatment would be of no cost to us, was a huge weight lifted.
Learn more at stjude.org.
Time is the one thing that we want more of. Without the donors, I wouldn't have my Audrey. They take care of our housing. They take care of our food. In addition to the best medical treatment that my daughter could ever have. So it allows me to focus on my daughter and getting her better.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures. Saving children. Learn more at...
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Across the USA and around the world, it's Ron Sedgy today. I am delighted to have our next guest with us. He was with us on the show far too long ago. It had to be several months, maybe years ago. And he is such a seasoned actor, and I didn't realize this. He's a musician, too. He's got a brand new book out called Once a Crooked Man. I love the premise of this. Joining us right now is the multi-talented David McCallum. David, welcome to the show, and geez, it's been too long since you've been here.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I've been, shall we say, quite busy.
Well, that's good. That's the way to be. And I meant what I said. You know, everybody remembers your great roles on television, Man from U.N.C.L.E., NCIS, The Great Escape on the big screen, The Outer Limits, the 1963 and 95 versions. Is this your second book, David?
No. I sat down over 15 years ago and decided I didn't know. I'd never tried to write, never tried to put the words on the paper. And so I started just as an exercise in teaching myself to write. And it went in and out of drawers and got, you know, bumped away for 3 years. And eventually, about, 4 or 5 years ago, I took it out and decided to finish it, and I did. And to my astonishment, someone read it and said, "You've got to publish this." And a week or so ago, it was published, much to my astonishment.
When you're reading it, I guarantee you that no one would ever know it's your first book. I love the premise of it. First of all, you've got the Brugetti brothers. Being of Italian descent, I immediately can relate to this book, okay?
Yeah, well, the Bruschettis were very early on. They came into the picture very early on, and I really like all three of them. They're great guys.
This is a book, and I'm sure being the talented actor that you are, recognize immediately there should be a movie. I mean, it's a comic thriller, but this would be great on the big screen.
Well, tell that to everybody you can. I'd love to see it as a film. You know, I have an image in my head of all these people and what they're like and everything and where they go and what they do. But it would be wonderful to see it actually on a screen. That would be marvelous.
It would play well. It's a story, if I may lead into this, of brothers who have spent a lifetime, obviously, in the underworld, and they're getting older. They're saying, "I'm going to retire from crime," but they're overheard by an aspiring actor that they're going to do one more thing before they close out business, and that's murder somebody. And this actor goes to England and tries to warn the guy and then gets in way over his head. I love it.
Yeah, that's basically the premise. And, of course, the Bruschetti brothers at the beginning, they're in a business of the crime business. And they've never really had any record they've done wrong. So they're under the radar and basically successful and proving the point that crime upon occasion does pay and pay well.
And I love this actor because he gets so involved with this role that the British police actually say, "Well, you know what? We need you in underground because you play this role so well." And all the guy wants to do is be an actor. He just wants a commercial on television. He doesn't care. Now he's wrapped up. I think it's a great premise, David.
Oh, thank you. Thank you so much.
I run down, if I may, before we talk more about Once a Crooked Man, all of the things that you have done. And it is staggering. And I never knew that your parents were both fantastic musicians, of which you initially followed in their footsteps as an oboe player.
Yes, my father wanted me to go to Paris and go to the conservatoire because I'd been taught by the principal. He was the coranglais player in the Royal Philharmonic Orchestra, which my father was the leading violinist, the concertmaster. And before that, he'd been the concertmaster with Beecham in the London Philharmonic Orchestra. So I grew up, my mother was a cellist, so I grew up in a very musical environment and naturally ended up playing an instrument, which in this case was the oboe. But I had already been working with the BBC on radio, doing a lot of different accents across the British, you know, the British countryside. I was successful at that, and I'd worked in amateur theatre, and I realized very early on that that's what I wanted to do, not music. And so my father said, "Right, get on with it."
Get on with it, that's great. But your son, Val, is a session musician, isn't he?
Yeah, he's a session musician. He's also been touring lately and doing a lot of work with Jackson Browne.
Oh, wow.
And I saw him at the Greek Theater here in Los Angeles not long ago, and he's quite wonderful. And as they say, you know, talent skips a generation.
No.
And it's certainly true in his case.
Well, no, wait a minute. You got an enormous amount of talent there, David, so don't ever cut that situation.
Well, the musical talent in my case got put to one side, but not in the case of Val.
You certainly have stayed the course, and your role on NCIS is a role that you've played on a couple of different series, is it not?
Well, you know, Ducky is pretty unique, and I tend to talk. I mean, if somebody says, would you like to sort of talk to these people, I can stand up and go on until they get the hook and pull me off. And so Ducky, in a way, is very garrulous in that way. I like Ducky a lot. He's a very good friend of mine. And after 13 years of playing the same part, I've got to know him really well.
I love the expression that he's a good friend of mine. I've never heard an actor say that before. That's very well put. It's almost like it's another person.
Well, it's not everybody that gets to play a part for 13 years.
Yeah, that's true.
It's a weird thing in many ways. And people say, what's your favorite episode and things like that? To me, they're all those almost 300 episodes now. It's just one great, big, long episode. I can never differentiate one from the other.
Yeah.
And it's all been such a pleasure. I mean, Don Belisario did a fantastic job setting it up, and we've managed to keep it going ever since.
Yeah, he's quite a talent. Now, Once a Crooked Man, for those who want to buy it, where can we get it?
Oh, I think it's in bookstores across the country, certainly on Barnes & Noble everywhere. Available on the Internet, of course. The Kindle version and also the audio, which I recorded a while back.
Oh!
So it's all out there if you want to go get it.
Oh, I would love to hear the audio version because I know how great you are when it comes to putting the feeling behind it. I would be remiss in the closing moments, David, to ask, is there any substance to truth to this? Is this something that you got from somebody from the standpoint of an experience that you had?
No, I have many friends in the world of law enforcement, the good guys, as I call them, and they've taught me a lot. But no, there's nothing really that, no. It's a work of fiction, shall we say.
Well, it's a great work of fiction. Now, you got to do me a favor. The last time we spoke probably was several years ago, all right? Can we kind of shorten that span the next time, David?
It's a deal.
Okay, let's do it.
It took me 15 years and more to write the first book. They want a second book. Maybe I'll get that out a little quicker.
Yeah.
We'll see.
You got to keep pumping them out. Well, David, congratulations on your success in your career and, of course, with this crime fiction debut of Once a Crooked Man, penned by David McCallum. David, thank you so much for joining us, and we look forward to having you.
Thank you, Ron.
Thank you, my friend.
Wonderful.
What a great guy he is, and what a terrific talent, too. David McCallum.
And remember this theme? From the man from Uncle.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world, and that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years.
60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Has anyone ever given you $15,000 in free silver? Well, then listen up. Did you know that you can buy physical gold and silver with your IRA, SEP IRA, or 401 retirement account? It's called the Taxpayer Relief Act of 1997. You know that inflation is exploding like never before in America's history. The U.S. debt is over $30 trillion. The dollar is about to lose its status as world reserve currency. A financial nightmare is coming. You can see it. That's why I recommend that you diversify with physical gold and silver. And the company that I recommend is Gold Gate Capital. I trust them. I buy from them. Gold Gate Capital sells physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or inside your IRA 100% insured. They have hundreds of satisfied clients and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. If you're among the first 100 calls today and tell them Wainwright sent you, they will give you up to $15,000 in free silver on your first order. Call now. 855-770-GOLD. 855-770-GOLD. That's 855-770-GOLD.
That wraps up hour number one of Ron Segi today, but we have another hour to go, and I want to thank my guests this first hour, and they include the lead singer and founding member of Three Dog Night, Chuck Negron, also Grammy Award-winning opera star Renee Fleming. Can't say we don't have variety on the show. I also want to thank a very talented man, David McCallum, who starred on NCIS and The Man from U.N.C.L.E. Next hour, actor and singer John Davidson will be joining us. Later on, Jill Hennessy, she's a pretty girl, an actress and a singer. She's been on Law and Order and Crossing Jordan. John Lange from the Moody Blues and John DeFries in Hawaii and Elizabeth Warner. All next hour with Ron Segi today.